according to the Word of God, there has to come a generation, which is the end time generation. There has to come a group of people somewhere in history that sees the prophecies fulfilled in their lifetime, that sees and experiences the return of the Lord, that experiences His kingdom being set up. Now, I'm not trying to hype anything up because I've been preaching for 28 years and I'm a fourth generation preacher, but I'm going to tell you, after 40,000 hours of Bible study, and that's about how much study the Lord has allowed me to have since I've been called to preach, I believe that there are people sitting here right now who will not die till they see the major prophecies come to pass. I believe it's also very likely that there are some people, they may be younger, they may be a little older, that are sitting here, that if God gives you long life, you will actually experience the coming of the Lord. That's how convinced I am that we're in the time of the end. You may say to me, well, didn't other generations teach that? Yes, they have. They've been teaching the return of the Lord since the early church. However, there are certain things happening now that are being understood in light of Scripture that for the first time, no other generation has ever understood except our generation. And I said to my wife, we don't learn. People don't pay attention. They don't get it. They just, and I'm going to say something more about that later on. But you understand what I'm saying? And I've often said about 9/11, I said, you know, 9/11 was a terrible tragedy in America. But here's what happened to America. We got patriotic, but we never repented. Everybody waved flags and felt good. You know, being patriotic can make you feel good. Verse 14 of Leviticus 26. If you do not hearken to me and you do not obey all my commandments, if you shall despise my statutes or if your soul abhor my judgments so that you will not do all my commandments, but if you break my covenant, I will do this to you. Here it is. I will appoint over you terror. 2001, September 11th, America has been in a war on, come on, a war on terrorism. We got hit in our own country. You would have never believed that would have happened, and you know it. I would have never believed it would happen. And then I'm told by people inside the government, there are 3 to 5,000 sleepers here that are waiting for the right signal at the right time to hit America all at one time. You hear all the men talk about the border of Mexico. We've got to seal it off. It's not about the poor Mexican people coming over as much as it is, and you can't say this on TV, as much as it is that right across the Mexican border, there's a town that's nothing but Middle Eastern Arabs now. From Middle Eastern countries, hundreds of them waiting at the border for a signal, trying to get stuff. I don't mean just drugs. Figure out what I'm talking about. Across the border. I've been told by intelligence sources that there's a gang in Mexico that has already brought some high-tech terrorist stuff across the border that is already in the American cities. And I know of an American city. I'm not going to name it. I'll tell you that this city is not near here, but there's an American city right now under alert that the city doesn't even know that they're under, because the mayor has said no. Till we know for a fact, hard evidence, we're not going to say anything to our people. And it's not New York and it's not D.C., but they're under a major threat right now from a group of Lebanese terrorists who came across the border of Mexico with stuff. Not maybe. A friend of mine who works in the government, very high, says, it's not maybe, Perry. They've got it. We've been tracing them for 8 months. We can't catch them. They have it in their possession. So my point is this. Everybody say terror. God says terror will come. Now, the order gets really bizarre. Verse 17. You'll be slain before your enemies. Did you know that when the towers fell, that there were Islamic countries where they were in the street dancing? Do you know that when New Orleans got wiped out, do you know in Pakistan for 4 weeks they sent presents to each other? A missionary friend of mine could not believe, he watched the news every day, and they were saying, Allah has destroyed America. Allah has destroyed America. And when that earthquake struck Pakistan, killing almost 80,000 people, the fanatics went to the preachers and said, don't you let that American preacher get up on that platform and preach his last message, because his preaching will mock us. We've been saying Allah has judged America. Now Allah has judged us. And they wouldn't let the man preach. I may bring something out about that later. Slain before your enemies. Look with me at verse 19. The heavens will be as iron and the earth as brass. That is a metaphor saying famine, it ain't gonna rain. Do y'all understand that the past couple years in the Midwest has been a drought that's as bad as the Dust Bowl of 29? How many of you know what I'm saying is true? If you've kept up with the news, this is the order. Terrorism being slain in front of your enemies. Look at the soldiers being shot in Iraq, bombed in Iraq, slain in front of your enemies, and the heavens become brass. Then, oh my, my, my. Then God goes on to say, is everybody still here? Shout yes.
Yes.
My, my, my. Look at verse 22. Wild beasts will be sent among you. Anybody ever heard about the bird flu? It's a pestilence. Rob you of your children. Look at the last part of verse 22. Your highways shall be desolate. Did you see New Orleans that for 45 days nobody was on the roads? Is anybody hearing this? If I would have read this to you 10 years ago, not one of these things would have made sense to any of us. Now I go to here and I say, good gracious, look at that one, look at that one, look at that one, look at that one, look at that one. Come on, somebody. There's that preacher again. Telling us a flood's coming. There's that preacher again. Sodom and Gomorrah, when Lot went to his sons-in-law and said, God's going to destroy. There he is, preaching to us again. You know why we keep preaching? Because we're trying to wake you up. We're trying to show you that America can't keep doing what they're doing.
There'll be many dark hours, affliction and pain. They'll be mocking and laughing, cursing your name. But they're just misguided. They don't know